Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to continue to reflect on the readings. I decided this week to just take the readings from this past Sunday and to unpack them each day because every Sunday the readings are really amazing, where the church takes us through the whole rhythm and the whole plan of God, the Paschal mystery, the life, the birth, life, death, resurrection of Jesus, the reality of the ministry of the apostles, the birth of the church. And this past Sunday, the readings hit me very strongly because I think there's something here that in this moment, it's so important for us to take to heart. Now, that might be a little redundant. You might think, well, all of God's word is important and all of God's word is worth taking to heart. I agree. But there's a message here in the readings that I've been speaking about all week that is absolutely life-changing and I think will empower us if we internalize these words to live differently in this very destabilizing moment in our culture, in the world, in the church, the rest of it, that we literally can walk through this time in peace, in confidence in God, with great courage, rejoicing, giving thanks, bearing fruit, and living radically the mission that Jesus has given to each and every one of us. In a time like we're living in right now, where so much of the world seems to be filled with rage and anger and violence and confusion, there's polarization everywhere. And in the midst of it, there's also madness. There's a crazy kind of unraveling of things. I've talked many times on the program over the last few years, Pope Benedict XVI's line where he said that today humanity is pushing God from the human horizon. And the faith is, as a result, in many areas in the world, is going dim. There's a kind of darkness that's setting in. Now, this season of Advent is a season of light. It's a time we remember that the light has shone into the darkness. But in human history, friends, the light in history is the church. The church is the light, even though it's sinful, even though it's weak, even though it fails in its mandate, some people in it. And a kind of darkness and lukewarmness and twilight can set in even in the church. That's the reality of spiritual warfare. That reminds us that we literally are engaged every day in a mortal battle against Satan, the kingdom of darkness, who's constantly trying to put out the light that Jesus has lit on the earth and that is present in his church. Now, he'll never be able to put out the light all the way, but the light will go out in the hearts and minds of individual people. It can happen even to bishops. It can happen to priests. It can happen to religious sisters and lay people. It can happen to anyone if we're not living with the kind of alert, focused, determined faith that the season of Advent reminds us. And with passages like, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Christ will give you light. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise." Making the most of the time. Are you making the most of the time? Not as the world defines it, like going for the gusto, going for the bucks, going for whatever. Are you making the most of the time as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God? So that's what this season is about. It's about being alert, being awake, being ready for the coming of the Lord. So it has a theme that touches on his first coming, and we stand in awe of the gift of God's love that comes in the person of Jesus Christ because we know it's love. It's God himself becoming one of us for the sake of our salvation. And he comes in mercy and tenderness and kindness and compassion to save us from what? From our enemy and the forces that are set against us, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The unraveling that we're seeing in society and the falling away from what the Western world in particular understood as light, as wisdom, and the way to life and light, the world is rejecting it. And at the bottom, friends, at the foundation, what it is, it's rejecting God. That's what's really going on. The assertion of independence and the right to one's own truth, and we're going to define reality on our own terms, we're going to reject the idea of a designer, of design, of nature, we're going to be the designers of our own existence, We're going to reject all that. What's happening there, and this is, Christians, you can't miss this. This is a prophetic moment. You got to get what's happening. What's happening is that the enemy at work seducing the human heart, human beings, eternal creatures that he's after, and that Christ has come to save. This is the only battle on earth that really matters, by the way, ultimately. This is the one that matters ultimately. Not that real war, physical war, is meaningless or doesn't matter. It does matter. People die. I'm not trying to minimize that. But ultimately, eternally, what really matters is the fight between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. In fact, the reason we have wars is because of the presence of the kingdom of darkness and the sickness that's in the human heart and the rage against God that's deep within the human heart. Friends, this is part of the light that God shines into the human heart. The human heart is sin sick. Jesus himself said it. He said, look into your heart. What's in there? This is what defiles you, what's already there, right? And what comes out of your mouth. And he said, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, lust, hatred, bitterness, anger, rage, all these things. Where do they come from? They're not just floating out there. It comes from the human heart. Because the human heart is under sin. And there's a power at work within it that's leading to its own destruction. And what we need is a new heart. And that's what Jesus came to give us. And that new heart really is the presence of God's own Spirit, the Holy Spirit that's dwelling in us. This is a power, the power of God, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, a power that's stronger than the powers of darkness. And it's the very power Jesus exercised when he subdued the temptations of the devil. It's that same power that's at work in you and in me, if I'm awake to it, if I'm alive to it. So the church here at the beginning of this new church year, the season of Advent, we're beginning to tell the story again. And the story begins with God's initiative, with this work of God breaking into his own creation for the sake of salvation of those who are the crown of creation. Now, that's another thing that people don't believe anymore, that there's anything unique and special about human beings. Don't for one moment think it's virtuous or wise to go down the path that says, you know, we're just another creature, not any more significant than a frog or a tadpole or whatever. All of God's creation is good, and it's beautiful because it's been created by God. But the crown of creation, the story of Genesis tells us, is the human person, is human beings, male and female, and male and female together. Right? We bear the image of God. A frog doesn't bear the image of God, neither does a mountain or a tree. It reflects something of God's glory and his creative power. And it's beautiful in its own right. It has its own purpose. But we bear the highest purpose because we're made in God's image and likeness. We have a capacity to know God, to be in relationship with God, to respond to God's love, to live in love, and to be conduits of love. This is the whole purpose of what it means to be human. But the devil tries to usurp all that. He tries to undermine God's purpose and plan. And he's doing a pretty good job of it in the world today because we're susceptible because of human pride, because of the desire for lust and greed, the seven deadly sins. Man, that stuff's real. It's powerful. And the devil plays on it and he seduces us. He tried to seduce Jesus to some of these things in the desert, and Jesus put him in his place. We get seduced, we fall asleep spiritually, and so many people who even have entered the waters of baptism at one point in their life are now living as slaves to sin, and they're walking in darkness, and they're calling it light, and they're being conformed to the world. The world is rising up, and they're saying, essentially it's the voice of the enemy saying, I'm the king of this world. This is my kingdom that will rule here. Remember what Jesus said when Jesus came and he entered his mission. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Turn away from the kingdom of darkness and come into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the beloved Son. Right? And Jesus reveals the meaning of that kingdom. So this battle continues today. And as Pope Benedict XVI said, that humanity sliding back into darkness and deciding, and the darkness is this, there is no God. If there is a God, he's an impersonal God, just a clockmaker, wound things up, and it's all going on its own. Or he's indifferent, and we're the designers of ourselves. We haven't inherited some kind of design and purpose. Tell us some meaning, some end to which we're going to find, to live toward, to which we'll find happiness and fulfillment. No, it all originates in us. It doesn't originate in God. So that's the fight that's going on right now in the world, the lie that's emerging and being thrust forth with human will under, I think, the domination, under the inspiration of the devil, who's basically deciding somehow in this hour is a time for him to really tempt, you know, to really lead the world to assert itself over and against God and to lead the church to conform to the world. Because really the only power he's concerned about in the world is the church. It's the only place he doesn't have power. Now individuals in the church decide to say yes to sin, and then we give him rights, squatter's rights, to come into our life and to start to wreak havoc in us because we've opened the door to sin. That's why you got to go to confession. We've got to say no to sin. We've got to get rightly aligned with the Lord. So that's the reality of what's going down, and the church knows it. And for the sake of the salvation of the world, the church has to remember who she is. Right? Jesus said, if your salt goes flat and your light goes dim, you're no good to me. That's a description of lukewarmness, and we know that Jesus hates it. Jesus hates lukewarmness. He came of a fire, right? He was, as John the Baptist mentioned in the reading yesterday, which I was just quoting from Sunday, he said this about Jesus. He said people were amazed at John at how powerful he was in so many ways, but John said, I'm nothing. I can't even tie this guy's sandals. Even though he said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit in fire. The baptism in water orients people properly to God's purpose. But God's ultimate purpose is to give us the Holy Spirit, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, a burning fire within us, the fire of God's love that can lead us to live a different way of life. And only in the power of the Holy Spirit can we resist the world of flesh and the devil. Only with that power. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It's not greater are you than he, the one that's in the world. Wrong. On my own, in my own fallen nature, the devil's got a hold of me. He's got all kinds of access to me because of my compromise, because of my sins. I'm under the reign and dominion of sin. But when I get baptized into Christ and enter his reign and his kingdom, he gives me a share in what belongs to him, and that's a share in his victory. Now I've got power to live a new way of life. And the church reminds us in this season, I'll be accountable to God for how I've responded to the grace and power and the gift of the Holy Spirit in my life. I will be held accountable of how serious I took it. So John is rejoicing in the fact that Jesus is coming. He's the one who's going to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire, but he reminds us right there, and this is what Advent is about as well. Friends, judgment is coming for every single human being. The judgment for heaven or the judgment for hell. You're going to stand before the judgment seat of God. And the whole truth about what's in your heart and my heart's going to be revealed writ large, and everyone's going to see it. The big question is, did I love my God and did I love my neighbor? Well, what's love of God mean? Just feelings? No, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what it means to abide in me, to walk in me, and to love me. And if you live that way by the power of the Spirit, I will give you my entire inheritance, a share in my entire inheritance, which is eternal life in the Father. Friends, hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.